Today, our mission is really to cut through the noise surrounding NVIDIA. We've got a stack of reports here detailing some massive financial moves. And these aren't just, you know, big numbers on paper. These are the strategic bets that are basically financing and building the future of AI infrastructure as we speak. We're talking about figures that are, frankly, hard to wrap your head around. Like, what does a $100 billion potential investment in OpenAI actually mean? And how did this relationship with CoreWeave become this, well, this circular financial engine? It's fascinating. And maybe the biggest question, why is all this cash flooding into data centers? And what kind of physical challenges, like real-world constraints, is this creating?
Right. And what's interesting here is we're moving beyond just analyzing chip specs or market share. We're looking at these really strategic infrastructure deals, the kind designed to lock in NVIDIA's dominance, making sure they are the backbone of next-gen AI. It's about using their cash flow, which is enormous, to manage risk and secure demand all at the same time.
Okay, let's dive into that OpenAI bet first, because the scale is just wow. Sources are confirming that back in September 2025, NVIDIA signed a letter of intent, an LOI, and the number attached is up to $100 billion for OpenAI.
Yeah, and it's really crucial we clarify that for you right away. An LOI, it's serious, it shows intent, but it's not, you know, the final signed on the dotted line contract yet. And it's not like they're just buying shares like a typical investment. This is what they're calling a strategic infrastructure partnership.
Meaning
NVIDIA is essentially bankrolling and equipping the physical compute infrastructure. They're financing the backbone. The goal here is to build these absolutely massive, dedicated AI data centers. We're talking facilities with at least 10 gigawatts of compute power.
10 gigawatts. Okay, let's pause there just to give you a sense of scale. 10 GWS. That's roughly the power needed for a whole major city. That's just a staggering amount of compute power dedicated to AI.
It is staggering. And that power, it's slated to come from millions of NVIDIA GPUs. The reports say initial installations could start as early as late 2026.
So this is happening now, basically.
Yeah. This isn't some far-off plan. This is concrete being poured, servers being racked.
So why? Why is NVIDIA putting up potentially this much money? It feels like, I don't know, the ultimate insurance policy.
That's a really good way to put it. It is. The main goal for NVIDIA is locking in their biggest, most important customer long term. We know from the sources that OpenAI was seriously looking into designing its own AI chips, you know, to cut down on depending on NVIDIA.
The big fear for NVIDIA.
Exactly. That's like the nightmare scenario for them. A huge customer going in-house for chips. This deal basically stops that threat cold for OpenAI.
And the upside for NVIDIA financially?
Potentially huge. Analysts are crunching the numbers, and they reckon this 10 GW build-out could mean something like $500 billion in GPU revenue for NVIDIA over the life of the deal. Assuming it all gets built and used, of course.
$500 billion.
And beyond the direct revenue, a deal this size sends a massive signal to the market. It screams confidence in long-term AI demand, specifically outside China, which, you know, helps calm those investor nerves about lost sales from the U.S. export restrictions.
Right. And what's in it for OpenAI? Besides the obvious cash and hardware.
Well, it gives them a critical edge. They're currently really heavily reliant on Microsoft's Azure cloud. This deal diversifies that. They get their own dedicated co-designed data centers powered by NVIDIA, tailored to their needs. It gives them more control, more autonomy to meet this just incredible surge in compute demand they're facing.
Okay, so OpenAI is about securing the king, the top customer. But then there's CoreWeave, which seems more about building out the wider kingdom, section two. CoreWeave, they're an AI cloud provider, grew incredibly fast, became a unicorn backed by NVIDIA, and then IPO'd in 2025, valued over $19 billion.
Yeah, CoreWeave's story is completely tied up with NVIDIA's early backing. NVIDIA put in $100 million back in April 2023. That was about a 7% stake then. By mid-2025, that stake was worth almost $3.9 billion.
An incredible return.
Financially, yes. But it's the ongoing relationship, the structure of the deals, that's really key here.
Right. This is where we get into that circular financial engine idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't just an equity stake. They set up these complex backstop agreements. Maybe just quickly explain what a backstop agreement means in this context.
Sure. Think of it like a safety net. NVIDIA basically promised CoreWeave, if you build this capacity using our chips and you can't sell it all, we'll buy the unused part. It removes the market risk for CoreWeave. It guarantees them revenue.
And that started back in 2023 with this Project Osprey deal.
Exactly. Project Osprey saw NVIDIA commit $1.3 billion over 4 years to rent cloud capacity from CoreWeave.
Wait, so NVIDIA sells chips to CoreWeave
mm-hmm.
and then pays CoreWeave to use the capacity built with those same chips. It sounds circular.
It absolutely is circular, but it's kind of genius depending on your perspective. For CoreWeave, it was a lifeline. It meant they could go to banks and say, look, we have a guaranteed anchor tenant, NVIDIA itself. That let them borrow huge amounts to build data centers.
And for NVIDIA?
For NVIDIA, it ensured CoreWeave survived and thrived, becoming a major buyer of their chips. Critically, it helped build up a customer outside the giant hyperscalers, you know, Amazon, Google, Microsoft. Diversification.
And that initial deal just got bigger?
Massively bigger. In 2025, they signed a new deal, $6.3 billion in cloud capacity orders from NVIDIA, running right through 2032. This basically guarantees NVIDIA will soak up any slack in CoreWeave's capacity. It insulates CoreWeave almost completely from demand swings.
So the loop is, NVIDIA finances CoreWeave's growth. Mm-hmm. CoreWeave buys NVIDIA chips. NVIDIA gets a diversified customer base. A neat little system.
It is neat, but the dependence is pretty intense. Sources show NVIDIA and Microsoft together were over 75% of CoreWeave's revenue last year. And just to tie it all together, CoreWeave also recently signed its own massive deal, $11.9 billion over 5 years, to provide cloud capacity to OpenAI.
So the circle gets even tighter. Everyone's connected.
Very tightly connected. It's one big self-reinforcing ecosystem heavily underwritten by NVIDIA.
Which brings us neatly to section three, the risks. This strategy of essentially funding your own demand, it's got analysts raising eyebrows, hasn't it?
It has. The main critique revolves around these circular concerns. The worry is basically that NVIDIA is just recycling its own capital to boost its revenue numbers. Could it inflate results? Could it mask a potential slowdown in organic demand from customers who aren't being financially backed? That's the question.
Yeah, it makes you wonder about the real underlying health of the demand if these customers need NVIDIA to essentially guarantee their business model.
Precisely. And that leads to the second concern. Is NVIDIA becoming the investor of last resort? Does the fact that companies like CoreWeave or even potentially OpenAI needing this structure imply they couldn't get purely market-based funding or commitments on this scale?
And if they do need NVIDIA's help, what happens if they stumble?
That's the risk. If these partners can't ultimately generate enough independent business to fill all that capacity NVIDIA paid to build, NVIDIA could be left, well, holding the bag, stuck with billions in costs for idle infrastructure.
Plus, there's just the sheer concentration risk. NVIDIA themselves disclosed that just two unnamed customers made up 39% of their total revenue recently.
Right.
That's a lot riding on very few players, especially if you're also funding them.
It's definitely a high-stakes approach. But look, NVIDIA pushes back hard on this criticism. They don't see it as smoke and mirrors. They frame it as like long-term 4D chess. NVIDIA's CFO basically says they're using their massive cash flow strategically to diversify the market and, crucially, to ensure stuff gets built.
The argument being the AI revolution needs so much infrastructure so fast that someone has to underwrite it, otherwise it'll stall.
That seems to be the thinking. They see a bottleneck in financing and building capacity, and they're using their balance sheet to solve it, ensuring their chips are at the center of it all. They believe the opportunity is just so vast, it justifies the risk.
Okay, so whether you think it's brilliant strategy or risky financing, it connects directly to the sheer physical reality of building all this stuff. Section 4, the infrastructure crunch. Why does AI need so much more data center capacity?
Because AI workloads are just incredibly power-hungry and dense compared to traditional computing, the numbers we're seeing are, they're astronomical. Global data center capacity today is around 55 gigawatts. The forecasts for 2030, somewhere between 171 and 298 gigawatts.
That's potentially a five-fold increase in less than a decade.
Exactly. And the cost. Sources are projecting $5.2 trillion in capital spending just for AI-related data centers by 2030. And AI workloads are expected to drive maybe 70% of the total data center demand by then. It's not just growth, it's a complete transformation.
What's driving that need? Is it just more chips?
It's more chips, but also how much power each chip, and particularly each rack of chips, consumes. Power density is exploding. Just 2 years ago, the average power per rack was maybe 8 kilowatts. Now it's 17 kilowatts, and it's projected to hit 30 kilowatts by 2027.
That's already getting really hot.
Right.
And I saw figures suggesting the newest NVIDIA chips, the GB200 generation, they might need racks pulling up to 120 kilowatts.
That's the number being discussed, 120 kilowatts per rack. I mean, just think about the heat coming off that.
You can't cool that with fans, surely.
No way. Traditional air cooling kind of maxes out around 50 kilowatts, maybe a bit more. This is forcing a massive, rapid shift towards advanced liquid cooling. We're talking direct-to-chip cooling, where liquid runs over the processors, or even full immersion cooling, dunking the entire server into a non-conductive fluid.
Okay, so density drives cooling challenges.
Yeah.
But the biggest bottleneck overall seems to be just getting enough raw electricity.
Absolutely. Power access is the critical factor now. Forget latency or fiber route sometimes. It's can we get the megawatts?
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing traditional data center hubs like Northern Virginia hitting limits. The utilities literally can't build transmission lines fast enough to keep up. There are moratoriums, delays.
So if you can't build where the networks are strongest, where do you go?
You go where the power is. We're seeing hyperscalers and providers like CoreWeave pushed into, let's call them emerging data center markets, places like Indiana, Iowa, Wyoming states, with more available land and, crucially, more power generation capacity or potential.
And they're looking beyond the grid too, right?
Yeah, definitely. To guarantee that reliability and sheer scale of power, they're seriously exploring behind-the-meter solutions. That means things like installing their own massive fuel cell farms or even getting involved with SMRs, small modular reactors. These are like mini next-gen nuclear reactors designed for localized, reliable power.
Wow, investing in nuclear reactors to run AI, that really underscores the scale. Okay, let's try and pull this together. The core tension seems to be this. NVIDIA is making these enormous multi-billion dollar bets, essentially underwriting the future to lock in its dominance. But it's doing this in a market where the financial demands, the technological heat density, and the pure physical need for power are pushing global infrastructure right to its limits.
That sums it up perfectly. These huge financial maneuvers and the sheer scale of the build-out needed projections mention $6.7 trillion worldwide for all data center infrastructure. By 2030, it really confirms something fundamental. For the next decade, probably, the biggest bottleneck for AI isn't going to be the algorithms, maybe not even regulation. It's going to be power, raw electricity, and the infrastructure to deliver it.
So a final thought for you to chew on. NVIDIA has paid a premium, you could say, using its own balance sheet, to ensure the AI future runs on its silicon. They've helped create their own best customers.
Right. And the real test, the thing to watch, is whether CoreWeave, OpenAI, and others funded like this can eventually, you know, graduate. Can they stand on their own and pull in enough independent market demand to justify these massive builds without needing NVIDIA's financial safety net indefinitely?
Because if they can't.
If they can't, NVIDIA might find itself owning billions in very expensive, underutilized capacity. That's the gamble. That's the risk embedded in this whole infrastructure race.
An incredible amount to think about there. Thanks for joining us for the deep dive.